This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. As global temperatures rise and warm the coldest parts of the world, scientists are watching out for changes to species that live there. A new study has found evidence connecting the rapid warming of the region with a physical decline in three species of Alaska seals. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Wesley Early has more.
For 12 years, researcher Peter Bovang with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration led a team that monitored ribbon and spotted seals in the Bering Sea. They were specifically monitoring body condition, or how fat the seals were. Bovang says what they found was the youngest seals were getting smaller.
The fatness of the pups, the young of the year, declined on average over that time period.
Bovang says this is one of the first major studies that shows evidence of a noticeable change in the seal's body condition related to global warming.
There hasn't been, up till now, really much of any documentation of impacts that we think, you know, are climate related.
Both of these species of seal tend to gather on the edge of the sea ice to hunt for food and raise their young. However, sea ice extent has drastically diminished over the past decade, with an average loss of just over 18,000 square miles a year. Bovang says that can impact how much seal mothers are able to forage.
The mothers, maybe were not finding as much food in the period, you know, prior to birth of their pups, like when they were pregnant, and also maybe not having as much fat or finding as much food during the nursing period.
Between 2007 and 2018, the time period of the study, Bovang says that the two species of seals experienced two unusual mortality events, or an unexpected rapid decline in population. During the first event, the seals acted more lazy, with many showing sores on their bodies and loss of hair. Bovang says there was no evidence linking those things to a loss of food or a warming climate. He says the second, however, saw more evidence that the decline was food-related.
So this second UME, which occurred right in the years of record low ice extent in the Bering Sea, you know, really seemed to sort of line up with the other things that we were seeing.
A related study of harbor seals in the Aleutians found a similar decline over a three-year period with an average decrease of 13 pounds per year. It's about 10% of their weight. Bovang says that decrease is tied to a heat wave in southwest Alaska between 2014 and 2016. He says it's clear the dramatic decline in weight hadn't been going on for long.
The decline in harbor seal body condition was, over that period, was pretty rapid, and something like that wouldn't be something that had been going on for a long time because they would have just wasted away.
Looking to the future, Bovang says that scientists forecast warmer Arctic conditions will become more normal, and he anticipates that changes to seal bodies will be much clearer as time goes on. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
Chelista board member Wayne Don became a brigadier general with the National Guard last week. He has been serving as the director of the Joint Staff in Alaska and heading up the Guard's COVID-19 response team, which has meant doing contact tracing, food distribution in South Central Alaska, and being prepared to do more if needed.
Nobody has needed Guard assistance, which is a good thing, which means that the capacities within each of the communities hasn't been exhausted. So really, when a community can't deal with the issues in front of them is usually when we get called.
General Wayne Don is not the highest-ranking Alaska Native to ever serve in the Alaska National Guard. There have been three men who have reached the rank of adjutant general.
Ed Pagano from the Aleutian Islands, John Schaefer from Kotzebue, and Jacob Lestenkoff from the Aleutian Islands area.
Don's family history with the Guard reaches back to World War II, when two of his grandfathers served in the Territorial Guard. His own path in the military started in college at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, when he joined the Army Reserve and ROTC.
And it really helped focus me as far as my studies, and that first assignment that I took really excited me about, you know, what it meant to be a soldier and what it meant to serve, and I've been hooked ever since.
General Wayne Don says the National Guard needs more recruits, and any interested should not hesitate to talk to a recruiter or veteran.
I don't think you'd ever regret your decision for serving if you decided to do it.
That's Brigadier General Wayne Don. He may not be the highest-ranking Alaska Native to ever serve in Alaska's National Guard, but first Guardsman from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta to become a general, and he is the highest-ranking Alaska Native Guardsman now serving. KYUK's local English news podcast is available 24/7, on demand on iTunes and Spotify, and other podcasting apps. Just search for KYUK in your podcast app and click subscribe. KYUK's news will be delivered directly to your phone or device so you can listen whenever you want. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news, tips, or comments to news@kyuk.org. Stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up next.